Well, I'm with Tommy Hayes, and Tommy, massive commiserations today, plenty to take heart from, but ultimately an agonising and very narrow defeat.
Yeah, it was. It is a bit disappointing, I suppose. All right, maybe in a few weeks we won't lose complete hope yet.
Yes.
Maybe in a few weeks when we might have to look back and just see this as an opportunity lost. But there's still something to play for us, I think, in the Premiership. So it's not completely dead yet. So we'll still go all out for it and see what happens. But today is maybe one that a little bit got away from us. But you have to give credit to Northampton for how they played in the second half.
Exactly, they're not perennial contenders for nothing, are they? And as you say, 10-3 down, they hit back very hard in all aspects of their game.
Yeah, they did, particularly just in the second half, after half time. I think we had a lot of momentum in the first half, and maybe similar to the Stade Francais game a couple of weeks ago. We had a lot of pressure and got near their line a lot of times, and we didn't convert that into points. Come the second half, I think our intensity dropped a little bit, and Northampton took what chances were in front of them, and they got a few penalties and just got the scoreboard moving. And ultimately they just got ahead, and it left us just chasing to try and get a bonus point at the end to get something out of the game and still keep things alive for us.
Perhaps something maybe to build for, hopefully still this season or certainly next, maybe, is just in those key games to try and take those chances. But there again, that's really hard, isn't it?
Yeah, they're the harsh lessons of the Premiership and the higher level that you play at. You have to take the chances that come your way because, well, like I said, you just get punished. They don't come around too often, and you have to take them. There's a sense of deja vu about this after the Stade Francais game where you have to turn pressure into points. I know it's a bit of a cliche, but that's what it came down to. We did get pressure on them a few times, and we got close to their line, and scrum penalty went against us, and a couple of things like that, maybe knock-ons, whatever. Things just went against us sometimes when we got into their 22, and we just didn't turn things into points. So that's the big learn for us, I think.
Just in terms of obviously hitting back at the end as well, the heart the team showed, and for Richard Baxter as well on his 350th appearance, great to see that at least you got that losing bonus point, and he helped clearly secure that.
Yeah, well, it's something about just the way we play that no matter what's happening, like it takes an awful lot for a Premiership game to get away from you and for there to be absolutely nothing to get out of it. So even though, we were 18-10 down, and that puts things fairly well against us, there was a bonus point there to be played for. So that was it. We just went all out to get that bonus point, and I think that's a bit of a big positive for us, and that's the way we are, and we just went and tried and got there.
My first experience of coming down here to Sandy Park, and it's a cracking place to come, and there's so much to be proud of as a whole club, isn't there, moving forward despite today?
Yeah, certainly is. Like, the club has got a lot of momentum at the minute, so we just have to try and get over the disappointment of this and just look forward to next season now, and look forward to the rest of this season. We still have a big game against Saris, which we'll go on to try and attack with the same vigour and attitude that we do most games.